As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. Show me the facts, show me the law, and show me your evidence. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Thursday, October the 7th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We're coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Lots of news today, hard facts, that too. We might even advance a solution from time to time throughout the broadcast, but if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout-out this morning, as we love to do each and every day, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM Lompoc, California, and AM 1710. Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. If you didn't get listed in our call-in numbers and you're out there in America someplace listening to an AM or FM station and you're hearing Become Vocal Local, call in today. Let me know. I'll gladly add your broadcasting network to our list. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. All of our contact information, again, can be found at becomevocallocal.com. Gold spikes above $1,360 this morning. Silver breezes by the $23 peg as the U.S. dollar declines. We'll talk about that in the market segment. Currency wars are brewing. Green speak faces court challenges. High-speed rail. That's all in the news basket today. Part four today, the Book of Enoch, Jewish collaborative writing, future life, the Enochites. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's get our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But 1 hour ago, found gold trading up $11.50 at $1,360.60 an ounce. You got to like that. Silver bucks, listen up, up another 25 cents this morning at $23.44 an ounce for silver. Watch that run as it becomes parabolic. Platinum up 10 bucks at $1,721 a troy ounce, and palladium up 12 at $5.99. It's been over 600 earlier this morning. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, a nice spread, a wide spread developing, $15 spread developing, $1,350.70 for a low, $1,365.70 for a high, and at $1,360.60 an ounce, your gold is up $316.30 an ounce for a 30.28% return on your investment. You will not get that at any bank in your area. The London Gold Fix this morning, they had the boys in London, they ran up their little flags, dinged the bell, and set the price at $1,359.50, and gold went right past that. We'll be right back.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, October the 7th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Lots of good news for the precious metals market this morning. Again, we found gold an hour ago at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, up almost 1%, up 0.85%. on the morning so far, up $11.50 at $1,360.60. Boy, you gotta like that. It sounds like music to me. Silver up 25 cents at $23.44. You know, they call it the poor man's metal, but it's getting some incredible gain. Lots of legs and lots of traction. It's moving, and it's moving rapidly. If you haven't got any gold or silver in your portfolio, it's not me to my position or place to tell you what to do with your money. We do have a broker that is sponsoring the network, however. Jack Blood endorses them. I've never done any business with them, but you might check them out today. See what you can do. You know, you can take a few dollars and set it aside in silver if that's all you've got to do, and you're going to be happy that you did. Develop a regular habit of converting these Federal Reserve notes into precious metals of some sort or another. There are very few other options going forward that are going to give you the kind of yields that you might expect on that kind of an investment, but B, to preserve the purchasing power of your wealth over the long term. So it's all just a different strategy. Go back and listen in the archives to the little talk that I gave on my personal financial plan, and maybe you could figure it into your system to incorporate a little bit of metal along with that other trash they called Federal Reserve notes, fiat money. Anyway, gold up $11.50 at $13.60. Silver up 25 at $23.44. Platinum up 10 at 1721 and palladium up 12 at 599. Dropping down a little bit further here, we find overnight no change in the SPDR gold shares. They're still holding 1,301.91 metric tons, according to their website, in their treasure chest. Whether they have it or not is highly debatable. But at these spot prices, it's valued on the street at $56.36 billion. They're not the only billionaires in the gold market, however. We've got some East Asian people. We talked about Jim Willie and his conversation that he had back 2 weeks, maybe almost 3 weeks ago. And that is available also on the archives and certainly on Mike Chambers' website and Jim Willie's website. It's still posted there, thegoldenjackass.com. But you might go in and take a listen to that interview with Max Kaiser and fill your mind with some of what was being disclosed at that time. We're starting to see the results of that, I think, in both the silver and the gold markets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday, they stuck the air hose in it again, pumped it up 23, closing out at 10,968. The NASDAQ didn't get the gas, and it dropped 19, closing down at 23,81. And the S&P 500 nearly flat, closing off one at 11.60. The crude oil this morning stays in the marketplace. It stays in the news, up another 72 cents. Why? I've been reporting on this glut of petroleum products out there. This is the holiday season for the various refineries. They're all closed down, fixing things up, trying to make their blend changes so that they can ruin your automobile engines with their winter blend. But anyway, up 72 cents at $83.95 a barrel, those 42-gallon barrels. You do the math and then apply that to what you see posted at the gas station. You know why the cost of gasoline and diesel is so high, but also remember that we're moving into the heating oil season, so the pilfering batards will be in there, knocking the snake's knot out of Mom Paw America as they try and stay warm over the winter. The U.S. dollar index off another 30 basis points this morning at 77.11, heading for that 76 territory. Where is it going to go from there? Robert Chapman, the international forecaster, he says 74, and we might even see it go below that in 6 or 8 months to 71.18, test that low again. So watch for that U.S. dollar index to continue to decline. And while it declines, watch the foreign exchange rates go up. The Canadian loonie bumps up 15 basis points this morning, exchanges against the U.S. dollar at 99 cents, closing that gap with parity with the U.S. dollar once again. We've been there before, not long ago. We're heading back for that again this morning. The Mexican peso moves up, now on the high side again, of 8 cents. All right? It moves up 15 basis points, exchanges at 8 cents, but your multiplier this morning is 12.4547 if you're going to Tijuana looking for some cocaine. Euro this morning up 56 basis points, at exchanging against the U.S. dollar at $1.40, and that's incredible. The euro just has been making an incredible drive the last couple of days. I've been reporting on this. You know, we heard all of this claptrap about it going south. Well, it took a hook and went north immediately. The British pound up 56 basis points, exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.60. And the Swiss franc up 2 basis points as well, exchanging against the U.S. dollar at $1.04. You get the idea? You look at the gains that have been made in the Australian currency. Look at the gains that are being made in the yuan, the Japanese yen, you know, all of them. There's a currency war that's going on, and it's coming up in the news today. Bond market this morning, the yield on the 2-year bond continues to decline. I mean, I wouldn't walk across the street to make an investment that would only yield 0.36% for 2 years, would you? Well, not very many other people are interested in the bond market either, but that's what the yield is this morning on the U.S. Treasury, 0.36. You buy them for about $100 a pop. The 10-year this morning, not a lot better, yielding at 2.40%, and the 30-year yield is 3.70. Look at that, 30.28% return year-to-year in gold. Well, the mortgage market this morning continues a slide, down from 3.86% to 3.73% for those 15-year fixed mortgages. The 30-year fix moves down from 4.38 to 4.24. Pretty strong move downward in the 30-year mortgages, trying to entice people to come in and take a mortgage out and buy a house. The gold and silver ratio, for those of you that follow that, as the silver prices are now starting to jump, we'll bring that into the daily discussion. But this morning, 1 ounce of gold, you can buy them for 58.05 ounces of silver. So it's a 58.05-1 ratio for silver to gold, or the gold-silver ratio. Well, that's that. Here's a little bit from Jim Wyckoff, kind of like his morning roundups. Your AM Kitco Metals Roundup, COMEX Gold steadily higher, hits another new high as the QE talks heat up, all right? So everybody just dial it into your discussion, you know, put it in your lexicon. From now on, QE means quantitative easing. In other words, they turn on the printing press, turn the fire hose of money on, and spray it onto the people, I guess. COMEX Gold prices are trading solidly higher Thursday and have hit another new all-time record high of $1,366 an ounce in the December futures. All right, if you don't go to the Kitco website often, you might add it into your daily go at www.kitco.com. It's where I get a lot of this information, all right, each and every day. There are other places out there. Find some of the others and make sure that you're checking your experts. But Kitco, over the years, though they're, you know, basically bullish, bearish on gold, and I think they really are. I don't know why, but they seem to be. But they always try and paint it in the bleak picture. But you might as well have somebody that's speaking bleak while you're trying to paint a happy face, too. Well, we'll be right back to the end of the article.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X. Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we're seeing this tremendous move in the precious metals this morning. We'll stay with it for another moment or two. The U.S. dollar index, which is a basket of six major currencies weighted against the greenback. You know, we talk about that every morning, the U.S. dollar index. You can find out all about it up on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website, theice.com. The U.S. dollar index is trading lower Thursday and hit another fresh 8.5-month low overnight. Not a good sign. Not a good sign at all. Gold's recent power surge has been due in part to the slumping greenback, as many investors believe a fresh round of QE is likely in early November. Importantly, however, the markets have already been factoring in the QE, which makes an actual QE announcement from the Fed likely to have less market impact. In other words, people have been anticipating these moves from the Fed. I mean, they're all out of bullets, folks. They've been firing blanks. We've been telling you for months. You've only got two options here. You got monetary policy and you got fiscal policy. The Fed takes care of the monetary policy and the Congress takes care of the fiscal policy. There's only so many different tricks they can do, you know. But when a dead dog is dead, that's the end of the tricks, and this dead dog lies. I would not be surprised to see the U.S. dollar index actually rally, and it could even put in at least a near-term low due to a sell-the-rumor-buy-the-fact scenario. And that is a well-known phenomenon among veteran market watchers. Of course, we talked about that yesterday. Gold investors should be aware of this possibility, as gold prices could see a significant downside price correction if the U.S. dollar index does appear to be putting in a near-term market bottom. So keep your eyes peeled. As I've stated for months now, as we move into this time, you know, the dollar and the gold and the precious metals markets ought to start acting like a drunken sailor, just surging all over the place. You should see some wild swings. We might see a $50 moves in each day, maybe a $100 swing. But, you know, fear not, little flock. Get in the game and stay in the game. As Robert Chapman says, buy long and stay long. Ain't no other market in town. The major U.S. economic report this week is Friday's jobs report. And let's just go right to that now. This off of Bloomberg. Jobless claims in the U.S. decreased 11,000 last week to 445,000. Banner headline. That's supposed to buoy up the market and shore it up. But if you dig into the facts, you know where we go to Econoday. If you dig into the facts, it's not, you know, as happy a face as you think. But applications, here, this article by Timothy R. Holman, October 7th, New News. Applications for U.S. unemployment benefits unexpectedly fell last week to the lowest level in 3 months. It's always unexpectedly. These economists couldn't find their bottom side with a flashlight and a map, indicating companies are slowing the pace of firings. They might be slowing the pace of firings because they've already fired everybody that they can go and still call themselves a company, but there's no indication there that they're hiring. All right? It's one thing to stop firing. It's another to start hiring. Jobless claims dropped by $11,000 to $445,000, $445,000 people. All right? Let's get this out of numbers and just think about it for a moment. 445,000 people last week lined up to file their initial jobless claim. That ain't no small number. That's a lot of people out work. That's a lot of young, you know, little boys and girls sitting there, you know, like I've said before, you know, on the floor. Dad sitting on the couch, head in his hand. He doesn't know where to go to get a job, no idea. Wife's been out of work for 2 years. What are they going to do now? The real people, 445,000 people. Economists projected 455,000 new claims last week, according to median forecasts in a Bloomberg News survey. The total number of people receiving unemployment insurance decreased, and those getting extended payments jumped. All right? Some people have quit looking for work. Some people have run out of their benefits. And and even more people are getting extended benefits. No place to go but back to the government's teat. while dismissals are abating, you can only lay off so many people. Employers aren't adding the number of jobs needed to reduce unemployment. That's close to a 26-year high. A report tomorrow is forecast to show the jobless rate rose for a second month in September. Well, let's go over and get these reports. Yesterday, we talked a little bit about the ADP report. I'll come to that in a moment. But let's look at the calendar briefly. Today's a busy day. Thursdays usually are. They have the weekly bill settlement, chain store sales, Monster Employment Index, the jobless claims, the natural gas report, three bill announcements, six-month bill announcements, three-year note, 10-year note, 30-year bond. Thomas Honing is going to speak this afternoon at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The consumer credit consensus will be out at 3 o'clock, a report. The Fed balance sheet will be out later, and the money supply is coming out today. Big day. Watch the numbers as they jump around, up and down. This is the Monster Employment Index out this morning. The Monster Employment Index, this is just an index, all right? It's just an index. The Monster Employment Index is a comprehensive monthly analysis of U.S. online job demand. Go back up and visit with www.channelingreality.com, Vicki Davis's website, and find out about this global job bank that we have going on, all right? This is a monthly analysis of U.S. online job demand. It's conducted by the Monster Worldwide, Inc. It's based on a real-time review of a large representative selection of career sites and job boards. Career sites and job boards. Here's something a little bit more. The jobless claims. The new claims level. The consensus among those interviewed was that we would see 450,000 come in. The range was 445,000 to 460,000, and we got an actual, they claim, and you know their numbers are consistently in error, they claim 455,000 actually applied for their, you know, first, their initial jobless claim. The four-week moving average is 455.75. The ADP or not. Now, what's the ADP or not? Well, I don't have it right here handy. I reported on it yesterday, but they say ADP or not. The jobs market appears to be improving based on incremental decreases in the jobless number, in the number of jobless receiving unemployment basis or benefits. I'm having a hard time reading here this morning. Okay. But it appears to be improving. But like I said, after you fired everybody that you can fire, some one of these mornings, some fine day, we'll only have one person filing their initial jobless claim, you know, their unemployment claim. Only one. It'll be the last job in America. And they can just turn off the light, you know, put a fork in it, take it out of the oven, put it on the table, let's carve this bird up. Those receiving initial benefits fell 11,000 in the October 2 week to a lower than expected 445,000. Well, it doesn't get any better. It just continues to get deeper and deeper and deeper. Here's Timmy Geithner, by Rebecca Christie and Ian Kotz. This is yesterday afternoon's news. Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner called for cooperation to rebalance currency markets and warned of a damaging dynamic of competitive weakening that could limit global growth. What's he talking about here? All right. This is harmonization. Got to watch that word. Harmonization, modernization, a rebalancing of currency markets. Globalism. Another quote from Timmy. More and more countries face stronger pressure to lean against the market forces, pushing up the value of their currencies. Market forces pushing up the value of their currencies. And they're asking countries to press down against that pushing up. In currencies are inherently a multilateral issue. Well, yeah. The IMF saw to that. Bretton Woods saw to that. It's all one big gang rape. Unfortunately, they're on us. It's much easier to solve if the countries come together. Well, there'll be a mutual climax, you can be sure.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So back into this inquiry into what Timmy Geithner is talking about, a lot of stuff going on here. What Timmy Geithner is talking about in regards to the exchange rates. He goes this way, global exchange rate policies are a source of contention ahead of this week's meeting in Washington of the International Monetary Fund, World Bank, and group of 20 officials, all right? This week, the IMF, World Bank, G20, they're all going to be talking about the global exchange rate policies. All right, they got real problems. This fiat monetary system is unraveling in front of our eyes. They never go over 100 years, and we're due. Anyway, Brazil's finance minister, Guido Mantega, last week warned of a currency war as governments in Asia and Latin America seek to spur exports and economic growth. The tensions are at least, quote, a policing action, close quote, if not yet an outright currency war, said Edwin Truman, a former U.S. Treasury official. So the dogs are starting to eat the dogs. The dollar slumped to a 15-year low against the yen yesterday, while the euro touched an 8-month high. The dollar index of six major currencies fell to levels last seen in January, as the U.S. Central Bank is forecast to join the Bank of Japan in increasing purchases of government debt to spur growth. All right? Quantitative easing. And QE is not just happening in Japan and the United States. It's happening globally. Geithner in a speech at the Brookings Institution, which is your think tank for you, said, quote, the greatest risk to the world economy today is Timmy Geithner. Well, no, he didn't say that. I did. The greatest risk to the world economy today is that the largest economies underachieve on growth. That's the greatest risk, that we underachieve on growth. We're going to talk about underachieving in the future life and the Enochites in a moment as we continue our study of the book of Enoch, but this is the greatest risk. He also said in the U.S. economy, he also said the U.S. economy is, quote, absolutely healing. Absolutely healing. Maybe Timmy has prayer cloths for us this morning. Is seeing stability in housing prices, even though the market remains very weak. Stability in the housing prices? When was the last time Timmy Geithner went out looking for a house to buy? When was the last time Timmy Geithner had a house on the market to sell? He kept up his calls for China to let their yuan rise against the dollar, saying the main problem is that a group of developing nations are not allowing their currencies to rise. But, of course, up on the Bloomberg website this morning, you should see, hear some of the, read some of the comments that China has to make. Maybe we'll even cover one or two of those as we go through this morning. China is less likely to allow their yuan to climb if it's not confident other countries will move with it. In other words, they're not out there as, you know, to lead the pack. China's never done that. They always follow along carefully. Ever read Sun Tzu, Timmy? Geithner said, the issue is not something we're going to solve in the next 3 months. No, not likely. While Geithner said countries need to cooperate, he stopped short of endorsing an update of the Plaza Accord. Now, it's the first time I'd heard of the Plaza Accord. I guess that makes me just kind of a troglodyte. But it was a 1985 agreement among the world's five major economies to weaken the dollar. The Plaza Accord. Something else for me to look up today. He also said it's important not to focus too much on currencies. Don't focus too much on your currencies. I agree, Jimmy. I think we ought to be focusing on gold and silver and platinum and palladium and get out of fiat dollars altogether. He says this is particularly important for those countries whose currencies are significantly undervalued. Well, it's a lengthy article. You can find it up on Bloomberg this morning. Here's a little bit. I want to jump all the way over to this end. Let's talk about this clown. Well, I shouldn't speak ill of the dead. Oh, why not, Will? All right, I will. Sidney Weinberg, Goldman Sachs senior director, dies at 87. Wow. Man, get out the party hats. Sidney J. Weinberg Jr., a senior director at Goldman Sachs Group, Inc., the Wall Street firm once led by his father and his younger brother, has died. He was 87. Weinberg, known as Jim, died on October the 4th of prostate cancer. The size of a football. Be nice, Will. Well, no, maybe he doesn't understand what baking powder can do for you. Anyway, baking soda. According to a memo sent by Goldman Sachs employees by the chairman and the chief executive officer, Lloyd Blankfein, president and chief operating officer, Gary Cohn, who said he maintained his office at the firm and his influence upon our people until his death. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Anyway, Weinberg dead at 87. God, help us all. Anyway, let's jump on to this one. Rather interesting, the G20 meeting coming up. G20's megatrend, interventions risk protectionist reprisals. Oh, yes, protectionist reprisals. Non-interventionist, right? The race for cheaper currencies may have only just begun as nations from Japan to Brazil seek a competitive edge in international trade. Simon Kennedy writing for Bloomberg here. Japan last month intervened for the first time in 6 years to restrain the yen, reining it in, while China is resisting calls to let the yuan rise faster. The House of Cards, what a confused mess. It's like Babylon. At the same time, a potential revival of U.S. and U.K. asset purchase plans, that's QE, may spark declines in their currencies. UBS AG says the megatrend of interventions will roil the $4 trillion a day foreign exchange market for the next decade. $4 trillion a day. Every day when I share this little basket, the North American Security and Prosperity partnership agreement basket of currencies are foreign exchange rates, the loonie, the peso, the euro, the pound, and the franc. This is part of this $4 trillion a day foreign exchange market. While lower exchange rates can lift an economy by helping exports, the danger is that the move escalates into devaluations and protectionist retaliation, impeding global growth. Global growth. It hurts the globalists right in their breadbasket. Brazil's finance minister, Guido Mantega, a delegate to the IMF Monetary Fund annual meetings in Washington this week, said on September the 27th that there's already a worldwide currency war. So now we're getting more from that story. A real danger of a more unilateral approach taking hold, they say, and it continues rather interesting. If you look up on Bloomberg's website this morning, most of the stuff on the front page indicates what's happening globally. As we move deeper and deeper into this first part of the 21st century, these are the decades of mergers and acquisitions. All of these trillions of dollars that have run missing and gone into banking hands as big corporations gobble up all of the little corporations, all right? Concentrating more and more wealth in fewer and fewer hands. This one, Eurostar to buy Siemens trains in bid to counter the Deutsche Bahn. It's the German Autobahn, but it's not. It's not an Autobahn. It's not Lotobahn. This is rail, high-speed rail. Chris Jasper writing for Bloomberg. The Eurostar Group Limited. You know, we heard about Arnold Schwarzenegger looking for some high-speed rail in California. Well, this article might find it interesting to read. I'll just share a little bit. Eurostar Group Limited, the operator of high-speed trains through the Channel Tunnel, that's the English Channel, folks, plans to spend £700 million, that would be British pounds, or $1.1 billion, on rolling stock and new trains in a bid to counter rivals, including Deutsche Bahn AG. What's rolling stock? Of course, those are the cars and the caboose. And the new trains, those are the engine, that's the locomotive, that's the power. Eurostar will begin a redesign and overhaul of its existing fleet next year and purchase 10 new train sets. Big boys and their toys, right? Eurostar is going to purchase 10 new train sets. You know, it's like my little HO set that I had. My older brother had a Lionel train set. Well, Eurostar is going to purchase 10 new train sets. But these are the big things. They're buying them from Siemens AG. Siemens, of course, one of the wind turbine manufacturers on the planet, too. To reach speeds of 320 kilometers an hour. 198 miles an hour. Woo-hoo! Bubba, you wouldn't have time to light that cigarette much less get off the track. Adding 900 seats, it said today in an emailed statement. Oh, baby. The operator of trains from London to Paris and Brussels is revamping services, all right, for competition on the Channel Tunnel route after the European Union introduced rules requiring track owners to grant access to new operators for cross-border services. Well, that's a long article. But this is like going back to Credit Mobilier. Governments are all over this process. Governments own the trains all over Europe, and they, oh, isn't that something? We have Amtrak here. Well, yeah, Bon Jovi, it's all in your face.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags, perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the Matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Now, it's certainly no small achievement to get a high-speed train to run 200 miles an hour and carrying hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of passengers, that's for sure. But it's just the shape of things to come. This off of the Bloomberg website, Ken Salazar. Now, we all remember who Kenny Boy is, don't we? All right, Mineral Management Service. And you all remember our discussion about the National Ocean Council, all right, created by executive order, fiat by the usurper, all right? And then our discussion of coastal and marine spatial planning and the 200-mile out continental shelf exclusive economic zone, right? Well, and right now, let's go there. Salazar signs an accord with Cape Wind Associates for offshore development. A real short article right off Bloomberg, new news, Bill Koning writing. U.S. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar and the Cape Wind Associates LLC today signed the first U.S. lease for commercial wind energy development on the Outer Continental Shelf. The information was in an emailed statement. Right? Simple little one-line clue that while our eyes are fixed on all of these other things, a whole new world is developing out of sight, out of mind, and considerably offshore. Well, things are going to continue this way, but let's look at this article. Green ad guidelines updated by the U.S. to seek to curb bogus benefit claims. Interesting headline, caught my attention. Green ad guidelines. I mean, maybe we need to get Al Gore to sit down and carefully read this. Maybe we need to get the United Nations panel on climate change to sit down and carefully read this. Because it's time to fire up the court system. Maybe, just maybe, we'll see some light at the end of the green tunnel. This by Sarah Forden, good girl Sarah for digging this out and bringing it on. Bloomberg, the U.S. Federal Trade Commission proposed new, quote-unquote, green advertising guidelines that warn against making unsupported or misleading environmental claims. Excuse me, Mr. Holdren. All right. It's not global climate disruption. It's not anthropogenic global warming or climate change. No, no. No, no. You're going to court, Bubba. All right? Proposed new green advertising guidelines that warn against making unsupported or misleading environmental claims. Seems to me that we're putting solar panels and solar hot water heaters on the White House just yesterday, although it'll take until June to figure out how to finish the job. The proposed changes to the agency's green guides. I didn't know they had such a thing. The green guides, capital G, capital G, green guides, which were issued in 1992 and last updated in 1998. Man, I got to get a copy of the agency's green guides put out in 1992. That was when the Rio Summit happened, the Earth Summit, Rio de Janeiro. The unveiling of Agenda 21. I need to get a copy of this agency's green guides. Last updated in 1998, add advice on claims involving renewable energy and materials, carbon pollution offsets, and carbon neutral products, according to a statement issued by the FTC today. Wonder if that's going to have anything to do with or any impact on our 4-star energy rated products in the appliances in our homes. How about that little reporting tattletale smart meter outside? Well, advertisers should avoid making blanket claims that a product is environmentally friendly, quote-unquote, environmentally friendly, or, quote-unquote, eco-friendly, because such assertions are almost impossible to verify. How about that little CFL light bulb that has mercury in it and doesn't last as long as an incandescent bulb, and when you take it down, you have to call in the hazmat team to dispose of it for you, all right? Eco-friendly, environmentally friendly. If a product is labeled, quote-unquote, degradable, it should decompose in no more than 1 year, according to the new guidelines, all right? I guess you could say that your bank account right now is degradable, likely to decompose in less than a year. Quote, what companies think green claims mean and what consumers really understand are sometimes two different things, close quote, said the FTC chairman, John Leibowitz. Man, they're everywhere. Everywhere. Our entire government has been, this is like Stalin's Russia. This is like Vladimir Ilyich Lenin's Bolshevik overthrow of Russia. No matter where you look, you find another Leibowitz or a Weinstein or a Weinberg or a Blankfein. Quote, the proposed updates to the green guides will help businesses better align their product claims with consumer expectations. Close quote. Products shouldn't be described as made with renewable energy if any part of the product was derived from fossil fuels, the guidelines said. Well, as Aristotle said, such as you begin badly, you can't help but to end badly. And if there's any truth at all, and I believe there is, to the idea of abiotic oil, then anything derived from gasoline, anything that's a petroleum-based product, anything like that at all, is definitely renewable energy. The earth just keeps making more and more and more of this stuff. We're awash in oil. You can't say that about seams of coal. But you can certainly make that claim about natural gas and oil. I guess that's a renewable energy. Let's go down to the local, BP, or go down to the local Stop and Shop and fill up with another tank of that renewable energy, petroleum. Carbon offset claims involving supporting projects that reduce greenhouse gases to counterbalance emissions elsewhere should state whether the emission reductions will take longer than 2 years to achieve, the FTC said. Marketers shouldn't advertise offset activities if they are already required by law, the guidelines said. The FTC is seeking public comment on the new guidelines by December the 10th. Response can be mailed to the FTC or registered online at https://ftcpublic.commentworks.com/ftc/revised-green-guides. Back and get that off the archives if you like, or just type it into your browser or jump up on Bloomberg this morning. But maybe we should all get very busy and weigh in on this particular topic and let them know how much we really appreciate the fixing up of the guidelines. We've got several callers on the board. You guys stand by. We'll pick you up after the top of the hour break. All right? Rather interesting. Here's another funny little tidbit. Everybody knows about Rahm Emanuel. All right? The Ergun Gang. The Ergun Gangster heading out to take up the daily, 27-some-plus years of gangsterdom in Chicagoland. Well, what a charming parting gift given to the outgoing White House Chief of Staff, Rahm Emanuel, as his final senior staff meeting this morning. All right? He was given a dead fish. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All the boys in the White House gave Mr. F-Man, Mr. F-Bomb Rahm Emanuel, they gave him a dead fish as a going-away present. Isn't that fitting? Spokesman Robert Gibbs says it was presented to Emanuel by Austin Goolsbee, the new chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors. Good old Austin Goolsbee. Goolsbee will do anything to get in the news. Goolsbee said the staff wanted to give Emanuel something to show how we feel about you, but also shows we understand your new possibilities. When Rahm Emanuel unwrapped his gift, he immediately recognized what he was, and he said, "This is a dead fish." Actually, it was more than that, explained Goolsbee. To most people, it looks like a dead fish, but to a future mayor of Chicagoland, it looks like a dead Asian carp. The Asian carp is a bloodthirsty, voracious, and irrepressible species of fish that Chicago is trying to keep from using its waterways and to reach Lake Michigan. Well, I guess when Rahm Emanuel becomes the mayor of Chicagoland, they will have an Asian carp for a mayor. Ferocious, irrepressible species. Anyway, we'll be right back.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com. The official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and
expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, October the 7th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, kicking off the shoreline and starting our second hour of today's broadcast. Let's go straight to the phones and visit this morning with Brian calling from Arizona. Good morning, Brian.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for hanging in there.
Well, I got my political propaganda from Harry Mitchell wanting me to vote him back in again. And, you know, of course, they never tell you about the bailout or the fact that they were in Israel while we were down having tea parties and they wouldn't talk to anybody. They want to tell you how their competitor wants to raise taxes by 34%. I'll tell you the problem I have. I don't have a problem getting vocal local, but the problem we have, it doesn't matter how locally vocally you get, because everything's controlled by the feds. Doesn't matter who you put in. If the state doesn't do what they say, they cut off their highway funds or whatever. So, and the bigger problem is people think that by voting in newer, dumber idiots, that things are going to change. They're all going to get corrupted, bought off. I just don't, there hasn't been an end to this. Kennedy was the last good guy we ever had in office, and it just gets worse and worse and worse.
Well,
and
see, that, the reason for the problem, though, I think really, Brian, the confusion is that we keep looking at the candidates. The candidate's not the place to look. By the time a candidate's on the ballot, it's already too late. The place to be looking is at the county committee man and the county committee woman level in all of the voting precincts for both of the established political parties. Because until we get rid of the parties, until we alter the parties drastically, which we can do easily, there's never going to be a change in this plethora of candidates that are bought out, bought lock, stock, and barrel, being offered for public consumption. We've got to quit looking at the candidates, quit thinking about government as being something removed from us, and we need to become that change. We need to become that government. And the best way, the fastest way, is to take over these political parties with an eye not to strengthen them or renew them or to dust them off and dress them up in new costumes, but with an eye to getting rid of them forever. That will make it exceedingly difficult for the globalists in the future to be able to buy off candidates, because we'll be bringing forward our own candidates sans the party. But go ahead.
Well, I don't know. I just, you know, I see people getting dumber and dumber, and then, you know, fewer. There's some people waking up, but I'm even to the point that I'm with the Jehovah's Witnesses. I don't want to, I'm not one of them, but I don't want to vote. There's just no good candidates, and I hear what you're saying. I think it's too far gone at this point. I think most people are irked off, and even Iceland, for God's sake, their economy melted down 2 years ago, and they're just now pelting their leaders with bricks and bottles or whatever. 2 years after they melted down, they're just now doing something, and they're probably rowdier than the people in the United States. I just feel like it's futile.
Well, it is futile if you're looking, like, for instance, now everybody's focused on the November election. What was the important election? Not the November election, but the primary. The primary was the important election, not the final selection. So You know, we had an opportunity to alter all across America in the 3,066 counties, in all the 177 local voting precincts. We had an opportunity in the primaries to alter that complexion. We had a chance to vote for new county committee men and county committee women. We had an opportunity for young people in all across America with a freedom mindset to actually declare their candidacy and run with everything they've got to win in those positions. We didn't do it. And so now we're stuck in the 2 to 4 year cycle that is going to bring us right back around to the presidential election in 2012. So, yeah, hang on there, Brian. We're going to go into a break. We'll come back. Your calls are welcome. 866-841-1065.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Take Cardivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cardivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cardivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cardivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cardivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back right here on our Thursday morning, October the 7th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, now in our second hour of today's two-hour broadcast, welcoming back all of our AM and FM affiliates that may have been away at the top of the hour break. But we've got Brian from Arizona on the line with us. Your calls are certainly welcome, 866-841-1065. You'd like to call and weigh in on the discussion. But Brian is feeling a little bit disillusioned, as many of you probably are, with the electoral process. And, well, he should be. I mean, this thing is a rigged market just as bad as anything that we discuss in the markets out of New York City, or as I like to say affectionately, Jew York City, all right? Yeah, it's a rigged market. Even the election machines, the voting machines, the electronic voting devices, they're rigged too. All right. But the time to really get effective, the time to really move and move dramatically is not in the in the 2 year and 4 year cycle. It's in the local races. It's at your county committee man, county committee woman level. It's at your local aldermen and your mayors and your city council meetings. Those are the places where you can actually affect change. Why? Because you can block the globalist agenda on a local level. But back to you, Brian. Thoughts?
Well, yeah, but let me go to this Charles Giuliani, and I heard this from somebody else. You got to get these high-powered Jews out of place. He said that Nixon talked with what's his name, and Nixon and Billy Graham, and they said the same thing. You got to get the Jews, the Rahm Emanuel types, and all these Israelites who are in place and making things very difficult. And you can't affect change on a larger, grander scale until you get them out of there.
Well, that's, you know, there's a tremendous amount of truth in that. There's also a very strong influence by people who are not Jewish, people who are of the Jesuit order ilk. You know, the Catholic Church has a tremendous drive. Look at the composition today of the Supreme Court, 3 Jews, 3 Catholics. You know, what happened to Protestant America? All that's been swept under, you know, under the carpet. It's been thrown under the bus. And so we've got some very serious structural flaws that need to be remedied, which can be remedied. But Charlie's correct when he focuses on the Jewish influence. It's incredible. It's not just necessarily the Jewish influence, however. It's a particularly pernicious brand of Jew, the Ashkenazim. They're the Jews that, you know, claim to be Jews but are not Jews. You know, these are the Khazar line that came out of so far back, you know, but mostly Eastern European Jewry. These are those that created this illegitimate box of rocks on the Club Med over there called Israel, now 60 years old and well, ought to be, you know, given its head. These are the same people that followed the creation, you know, of Zionism, with Theodore Herzl and Chaim Weizmann and Stephen Weiss and Balfour and all the rest of these occultic Oriental despots that now, you know, basically are in positions of power globally. But they're working, you know, with the remnants of the Milner Roundtable. They're working with the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, JINSA, APEC, ADL. You know, it's the pluralistic side of things. So it is the Jews, but it's more than that.
I'm going to tell you, I mean, I like what you're doing. I like what your thoughts are. But I'm going to tell you right now, nothing is ever going to change. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. And it's going to go down to a revolution or the American people are going to get wiped out. And I'll tell you why. I'm seeing too many people get wiped out. They're working every hour of every day just trying to survive. And the economy is getting worse and worse and worse. Even Iceland is barely standing up 2 years after they were totally wiped out. This country, a man told me at Walmart, and he was 100% right. He said Americans are fat, spoiled, and lazy, and they're a bunch of candy asses, and they'll never stand up. And he's right. Until they stop paying their taxes and have an armed revolution, and I don't care what anybody says about we don't need an armed revolution, that's what they want. There's way too many of us if we all stand up with guns and you take out a few hundred of the critical people and you send them a message. That's the only way anything is good. Our founding fathers would fall in their graves if they saw how what they gave us has been screwed up to the point it's been screwed up. They would have never envisioned this going this far in a million years. And it's really pathetic. And the American people are pathetic. They are pathetic. They will wake up and they think their vote will matter, and it will not. Diebold will rig the elections. They have voting software that can flip the switch 51 to 49. This is not going to change. I don't care how many Oracle networks there are. You know, I don't care how many GCN Lives there are. I don't care how many Alex Joneses there are. This is not going to change without a revolution. Mark my words. If anybody says it will, they're wrong. They are dead wrong. It's not going to change. Never, ever, ever.
Well, I think you've said your point, and you've made it very clearly. I thank you for calling in. I'm going to go now to John from Missouri. Okay, let's bring up John. John, we've got about 3 minutes before the break. Go ahead.
Wow. anyway, I want to say something real quick. I did want to go into some workable solutions or speculate on some workable solutions for some problems. But in light of the previous call, I'd like to address a few things.
Go ahead.
As far as Jewry, Catholicism, Protestantism, all of the various isms, which everybody at some level is a part of, in the background has been raised in, as I said before, from yesterday, it's the history of the world, these belief systems.
Absolutely.
And one thing, too, is that, if we start talking about this nationalism of Americans being wiped out, of our traditions being wiped out, we have to keep in mind, again, going back to who we are and whose we are, and really get some peace on the situation so that we can accurately affect change. And it's like what you said. You said that once you know who you are, and even more so, if you can speculate and find some answers as far as to whose you are, you can certainly get a foothold on this planet. But the main point I want to make here about some workable solutions, I want to reference back to something that you, a commentary you did on a report about Michael O'Leary, the Ryanair entrepreneur.
Absolutely.
That was an inspirational story. And I'm telling you, listen, this state, the problem about the state is, and if you look at Sun Tzu's Art of War and all that stuff, the problem with the state is that it's so centralized and so ridiculous, they are in a straitjacket. These guys are really in a vulnerable position.
Absolutely.
Very vulnerable position. And I think that there's some very interesting entrepreneurial Michael O'Leary style solutions to some of these problems that I'd like to speculate on. The first thing is, for instance, you look at, Plan B. You got Plan B, taking back, the party system, getting in there, embedding in the system, changing these parties, getting at the county committee man, woman level, drafting some. I mean, it's a brilliant plan. It's a brilliant plan. And I'll tell you what. The way that you could is the break coming up?
Yeah, sure is. You just hold right there with Plan B. We'll bring you right back after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And the call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Let's go back to John from Missouri. John, you just gotten to the point of Plan B. We're looking at some workable solutions. Please continue.
Yes. Well, what I was, direction I was wanting to go there was this Plan B, okay? There's a very awesome solution in that plan for people to take ownership of their lives and have it reflect here out in the open with and get representation, all of that type of thing. And what I think is I think that if somebody had the wherewithal and had, you know, maybe some funds that they would like to put away into something, I will tell you, going into terrestrial radio, I'm just going to set an example out there. I know of an individual that felt so strongly about a subject that he went out and bought some advertising on a local radio station, on terrestrial radio. And a lot of these, especially in small market radio, I can't speak too well for some of the bigger cities, because I know it is a little cost prohibitive, but there are some small stations that have some decent rates, and you certainly could do some overnights and stuff like that. But the main point I want to make is that there's an affordable way to get this information out to the sleeping giant, the Lilliputians, the people out there, and just basically sow some seeds on some solutions, because everybody knows that the system's rigged. They really do. I mean, when you get right down to it, people are not that stupid, really. Once you really sit down with them and just have a heart to heart, you really can pull that out of them. But I'll say this too, that another idea that I had, as far as, you want to make sure that whatever you put on the air is done in a way that is inviting, is something that is, marketable. And the same thing with Michael O'Leary. If you do any research on him, the man has been taken to task for the amount of advertising that he's done and publicity and all of these different types of things. And he's just been taken to task. He's been called out in court. People have tried to write up advertising laws against him because the man calls out the government. The man calls out his competitors. He calls out regulators. I mean, the guy gets personal.
He does. And the way that he does it is really good, too, because he takes truths and things that are oppressing him and his conduct of a free enterprise business, and he exposes it to the light of the day, and he does it oftentimes in a satirical way. And so you're right. And the idea of coming out from the expressing the positive and showing a direction where we could go is so much better, in my opinion, than the idea of coming out and painting the gloom and the doom report on a regular basis. Yeah, we can understand a prison planet, but as long as you continue to advance the prison planet, people feel their chains more and more and more every day. And so what we want to do, what I'm hoping to do, and I'm not always, you know, on that, but what I'm trying to do is to get people to realize, first of all, what is property? And if property can be understood as a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life, in other words, your children, folks, are not your property, And then we flow out from there. If we can understand that our country, United States of America, is our property, and then understand this diabolical attack that was made by the followers of Karl Mordecai Marx and Friedrich Engels and the British positivists, and again, the Milner Roundtable Group and all those folk, if we can understand this attack on property rightly, we can understand that when property is attacked, people lose interest in their countries as well. If they go to the collective, it's a collective state. This is the grain of the philosophical radicalism of Jeremy Bentham, the greatest good of the greatest number. Even the happiness principle has a lot involved with that, too, right out of the Declaration of Independence. We need to understand that our chief concern is, number one, our being physical, and then number two is where we live. Our country, 'tis of thee. I mean, this is the place that we've got to preserve. If you don't preserve your home, folks, if you don't take care of your home place, if you let it fall to disrepair, you're going to lose it. And when you lose it, coming back from that is going to be really difficult. How many people are unemployed? How many people have had their properties foreclosed on, and so on? So we are seeing the destruction of our country as a process of something that was set in motion quite a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you speak well. The battle line is, once you have that understanding of what property is, that is really where the battle line is drawn. And I'll tell you another thing. In order to be able to embed within the system, you first have to have ownership of your life.
Exactly.
You cannot get in this and be tied to it, because you're going to come to a point, worst case scenario, where you're going to have to make a withdrawal. And that's the truth of it. And you should plan for that. It doesn't necessarily mean that you count on that, but it's something that you have to have a reasonable expectation that at some point there perhaps may be a time to make a withdrawal. But that's in the background. The other thing, too, the other solution that I think that could be workable, and this is a satirical thing as well, because let me tell you know, a lot of people complain about this political correct stuff, and sure, they, you know, just throw it, put it in our piss in our Wheaties with it and everything like that, but we could certainly use this to our advantage. I was talking to a friend last night about the TSA. I'm getting ready to go on a plane, which I really loathe and despise the idea of even going to an airport. And frankly, if I had planned a little bit better, I would have avoided it altogether. But that being said, you look at the TSA, for instance. Here's something for you. Let's say in a dream world, or let's say you could wave a magic wand and get everybody on board for this plan. Okay. Let's say everybody that hates this whole, and which is the majority of the American public, let's say everybody that really despises all of this unnecessary searches and all of this stuff that you, this basically everything short of a full cavity search, Roto-Rooter style, when you go into an airport. Let's say everybody gets on board for this plan and goes in there and acts like a fairy or whatever, and says, listen, I'm here to get, you know, completely, you know, searched and seized. I want a full cavity search, and I want you to do it. You know, just totally come up to them and say, listen, I have something hidden in my body or something like that. And just get kind of real satirical and just really kind of in character and just real, real silly. Just totally shock them.
Well, now, if you're going through the line at the airport, let's say, or the Greyhound bus station, you know, and you come up and it's coming close to your turn, if you just start taking your clothes off, you know, and just, you know, folding everything up nice and neatly, and now you're standing there in line, you know, with everything private hanging out, you know, and put your clothes up on the little thing and push it forward, you know, and just say, do you mind if I walk around here? I really don't want the radiation. You know, and you know, I don't want to be your radiator. You know, I don't mind you looking at my naked body, but I really don't want the radiation treatment. You know, so you know, if more people did that, then maybe the whole line would just start disrobing. You know, and then
right.
You know, get that on the cameras for the TSA to look at later. You know, and let's get some people from the news out and catch something like that. But if 350 passengers going onto a 747 in Chicagoland just simply strip naked in the line, you know, that it could be along the line of what you're talking about. It's a silent revolution.
Well, and if somebody could stomach the fairy aspect, the repercussion of that would be the publicity, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, if it becomes an epidemic where everybody is fairy going in there asking for a full cavity search, if it becomes a pandemic across the country, everybody's doing it, the media is going to have to report on this.
Yes.
Okay? The media is going to have to report on it, and you know the media does not want to raise a finger at these sodomites. So you're going to put them in a very precarious situation, and it's going to cause a very interesting debate. And I'm not too clear as far as what that debate and how that would play out, but it definitely would expose, it would definitely be exciting.
Well, that certainly would be an expose, wouldn't it? All right. Thanks for the call, John. I'm going to move along and certainly call in again. Always like to hear from you.
Great Talk Radio. You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we've returned right here on this very, very cheerful Thursday morning. What a visual, you know, 450 passengers all waiting in line, disrobing and going in and requesting a full anal cavity search. Well, I don't know. That is certainly uncivil disobedience, and perhaps it's something that we need to try. But, you know, here we are coming into this time period again. We don't study history. And so as a result of not studying our history, we're doomed oftentimes to repeat it. And so much of our discussion, you know, about the Book of Enoch, that really is part of these recurring things, you know, recurring things. This is an article off the New York Times. Thought you might enjoy it. And it's a long time ago. All right. A new Russian sect. Now, we've talked about the Enochites before, right out of the Encyclopedia Americana, all right? It was Russian. It was a Russian sect. But listen to this article, and then think about today, and think about how these memes get dusted off and floated over and over again, how all of the apocalypters come out, all of the Revelation of John come out on a regular basis. But because generations perish and times change, we forget this. But this is off of the New York Times long ago. The rise, a new Russian sect, rise of the Enochites in Zazarin, inventions foretell the end of the world. Inventions foretell the end of the world. Foreign correspondent, the New York Times, St. Petersburg, October the 16th. I think this was 1901 or 2. A new religious sect has arisen in the government of Zarazin, and so the authorities have begun to take energetic steps to check its progress. It's like the Tea Party. A new religious sect has arisen in the government, and the authorities have begun to take energetic steps to check its progress. The followers of the sect call themselves Enochites. Enochites. Through their disciples, they disseminate among the peasants a terrible fear of the approaching end of the world. As signs of universal calamity, they adduce all the latter-day manifestations such as railways, telegraphs, and telephones. They declare that in every gramophone sit several little devils and one large devil on the top. They affirm that the prophet Elijah has again appeared on the earth and lives in the form of Father John Kronstadt near St. Petersburg, Russia. The agents of the Antichrist imprint their seal upon men, though not upon the body, but upon a paper which they must carry with them and which is called their pass. Finally, the Enochites teach that the prophet Enoch is already upon the earth, though as yet he has not been seen by anybody. As soon as he appeared to his disciples, the world will be destroyed. So far as the Enochites are able to see, but 2 years yet remain before the destruction of the world. In order to check the pernicious activity of the sect, the Russian government has dispatched 40 Russian traveling priests to the government of Zarazin. Now let's get another one. Same articles, same time period, and here we go. All right. The tenets, a strange Russian sect, the tenets of the Enochites, a new religious sect. Now this is verbatim. All right. This first paragraph. This is the power of Reuters. This is power, the power of the news wires and the power of the telegraph at the time. And the telephone. A new religious sect has arisen in the government of Zarazin, unmistakably exactly the same words, Russia, and is spreading so rapidly that the government has begun to take energetic steps to check its progress. The followers of the sect call themselves Enochites and are men of ordinary intelligence. But through their disciples, they disseminate among the peasants a terrible fear of the approaching end of the world. It's the apocalyptic folk, you know, the end times, the rapture cult. As signs of the speedy destruction of the world, they adduce all the latter-day manifestations, such as railways, telegraphs, and telephones. They declare that in every gramophone sits several little devils and one large one on the top. That would be the speaker. The number of devils on the earth, they say, has increased enormously. And that they may be, I mean, this should be George Norrie. Come on. The number of devils on the earth, they say, has increased enormously, and that they may be seen by the way in which they go about in the form of men and wear gloves to cover their claws. I mean, this, you know, this could be David Icke, for God's sakes. They teach that the end of the world is so near that the stars are already beginning to fall from heaven. And a man may convince himself of that by spending a night in the open air. The prophet Elijah, who, like the prophet Enoch, was taken up to heaven alive, has appeared again on the earth. and lives in the form of Father John of Kronstadt near St. Petersburg. The agents of the Antichrist are scattered over the whole world and imprint their seal upon men. It'll be 666, right? Though not upon the body, but upon a paper, which they must always carry. Would that be the real ID? Huh? The mark of the beast? Huh? Would that be your microchip? A piece of paper upon which they must always carry with them, which is called their pass. Your papers, please. These teachings make the Enochites distasteful to the government, and the peasants are beginning to burn their passes. Draft cards, maybe? Social Security cards? Finally, the Enochites teach the prophet Enoch is already upon the earth, though as yet he has not been seen by anybody. As soon as he has appeared to his disciples, the world will be destroyed. You know, the Nibiru will come, for sure. So far as the Enochites are able to see, but 2 years ahead, remain before the destruction of the world. So it's within 48 months. In order to check the pernicious activity of the sect, the government has dispatched 40 Russians, traveling priests, to the government of Zazarin. All right? Now, this is all out of the newspapers, but I want to go back here because what we're talking about is 1902 in Russia. Now think about the rise of the Bolsheviks and the Mensheviks. The people could sense that there was something terribly wrong. They knew that calamities and great calamities were coming on them. People can feel that, just as the elephants run away from the shore when they sense that a tsunami might come. People are not so far disassociated from their spiritual nature that they can't sense it. But unfortunately, we rush off to these documents. And so, having missed the real problem, they got swept up. Has anybody ever read about the genocides in Russia? You know, we always hear you can't get away from the Holocaust and the Holocaust hoax. Norman Finkelstein wrote a great book titled The Holocaust Industry. Anybody ever hear about all the genocides in Russia? These people could feel it. They knew it was coming. They were just not looking in the right place. And there were plenty of antichrists walking amongst them. There were lots of people walking in their midst. But who was sent to dispel this? Who was sent to bring this down? The Jesuits. The churchmen. So it's bad news, no matter how you look at it. I'm talk a little bit about the future life for a bit, from a slightly different angle, before we go into this discussion of the in greater detail of the book of Enoch, just simply by reading it. And you could do that too. You can find it up on the internet. But I turned over to this book here by the great Jesuit himself, Georgetown Carroll Quigley. All right, Carroll Quigley, the book Tragedy and Hope. And in this book, we talk about future life, you know, future life. It's part of this. It's woven into this book of Enoch. But it's also woven into the Oriental despotisms. We've talked about that, too. We've talked about how this idea, there's a better day awaiting, you know, by and by, Lord, by and by. It's always putting off until tomorrow things you could have done today. Because if you put it off until tomorrow, you know, that's like paralysis of analysis. That's like procrastination. But if you do it today and enjoy it, might try it again tomorrow. But when we think about Karl Mordecai Marx and the pernicious teachings of the communists and the socialists, sometimes we overlook that there are other dynamics happening inside the marketplace, inside of our lives and inside of our country, that may be even more destructive than the writings of Marx. Right? And that Bill Clinton, you know, he says that I heard that call clarified by a professor I'd named Carroll Quigley. Right? He's thought of as being this incredible historian, and in a way he is. This book is huge. If you have never read Tragedy and Hope, and I can't say that I've read every page, but it's 1,350 pages long. We're in the back of it. You're page 1250. We're going to talk about the future in perspective. Stay tuned.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
And so we are back once again and looking at both the future and perspective, page 1250 of Tragedy and Hope, and also commenting just briefly on the Ukrainian genocides. You know, this whole Holocaust thing is it's deplorable, really. The Iron Curtain. All this was intended to keep from public view the horrors that were visited on Poland and on the Ukraine. And elsewhere in Russia, and the expand, you know, all throughout China and other places, the advance of communism and the dreadful, horrific losses of life, you know. And the Jews got an opportunity for a moment, another moment in the sun, and they get to stand as the gatekeepers on truth with behind their Holocaust hoax. Right. Sad. But because they lack a little bit of glamour, they remain silent about the truth. And that's equally sad, right? And if you want to find those articles, if you're out there in the listening audience and you're not in the chat room, certainly that's a place to be. But you can just simply type into your browser, Google search, Enochites, Russia, and you'll get those early New York Times articles, all right? Real stuff, front page news, probably Reuters, most likely. Drop down quickly into the Declaration of Independence, that mankind are more disposed to suffer, while evils are sufferable. This is reaching back to the call from Brian from Arizona, that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But our founders knew that, you know, the tree of liberty needed to be watered with the blood of patriots and tyrants periodically. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, we have the usurper in power today, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such a government and to provide new guards for their future security. And if it must come to a bloody revolution, then so be it. But I would like to do everything possible to effect a bloodless revolution. If it could all be avoided, then to revisit once again Abraham Springsteen and the War of Northern Aggression, and to satisfy those that just have an unquenchable lust for blood. They revel in it. And rather than gratify their desire to watch us slaughter one another and to be slaughtered by foreign troops on our soil, I would rather effect every possible means to avert that situation. But certainly, here from Carol Quigley, after 1940, writers tended less and less to attack the bourgeois way of the life. All right? There had been a long train of abuses again in that direction ever since Karl Mordecai Marx, you know, workers of the world unite, going against those evil capitalists and those evil entrepreneurs, the bourgeois. But unfortunately, many people in this country live that life, and we have since our founding. Instead, they described situations, characters, and actions that were simply non-bourgeois. Violence, social irresponsibility, sexual laxity and perversions, miscegenation, human weakness in relation to alcohol, narcotics, or sex, or domestic and business relationships conducted along completely non-bourgeois lines. Some of the great names, Ernest Hemingway, William Faulkner, Erskine Caldwell, John Dos Passos, and a host of lesser writers. Many of them embracing the cult of violence showed this trend. And then it continues. I'm going to jump ahead. The literary assault on the bourgeois outlook was directed at all the aspects of it that we have mentioned, at future preference, at self-discipline, at the emphasis on materialistic acquisition, at status symbols. What's this future preference doing here? We're talking about the Book of Enoch. We're talking about this idea of future life. Shared a little bit out of the encyclopedia article. We'll visit again with that tomorrow. Many, many, many different times in our history, the written record, many times have we gone back to this quest for the future life. But it seems to be absolutely essential to our way of life. I'll give it to you again. The literary assault on the bourgeois outlook was directed at all aspects of it that we have mentioned, at future preference. Future preference, that's future life. At self-discipline, at the emphasis on materialistic acquisition, at status symbols. The attack on future preference appeared as a demonstration that the future is never reached. Right? We find ourselves always, unceasingly, as part of the natural law of man, in the future, falling forward into the future. You can't escape it. It's as natural as breathing or moving. And yet, the literary attack on future preference was undoing to our way of life. Continuing. Its argument was that the individual who constantly postpones living from the present, with living taken to mean real personal relationships with individuals, to a hypothetical future, eventually finds that the years have gone by, death is approaching, he has not yet lived, and is in most cases no longer able to do so. Now, we have been played like a fiddle. All of those out there that worked for 20 years or 40 years, various vocations, looking forward to those quote-unquote golden years, setting aside money for your retirement, looking for that time in life where you will be able to sit in the lazy boy and play with the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren. But unfortunately, the way that it was drilled into your head has taken away your life. It has put you right in the lap of the big pharma and the insurance actuarials. It has put you at great jeopardy financially with the false hope of social safety nets and the social security system. You're looking forward to a hypothetical future, eventually finding that the years have gone by. God, what happened to the last 15 years of my life? Death is approaching. You've not yet lived. And in most cases, you're no longer able to do so. This is some of what our caller John from Missouri was bringing out in his discussion, that we need to find workable solutions and that we need to continue to proceed day by day, living our lives, not allowing this paralysis of analysis or the fear of an impending apocalypse to destroy our lives. The Enochites, paralyzed, worrying about the gramophone and the devils in it, and worrying about the mark of the beast in the form of a pass. Their time would have been better spent, in my opinion, had they gone against the Bolsheviks and the Mensheviks with everything they had. Even Alexander Solzhenitsyn said, "If only we'd known, if only we'd known when the knock on the door came, we'd have taken them down in the hallway, even if we had to use axe handles and brooms and mops." If the central figure in such a work has achieved his materialistic ambitions, the implication is that these achievements, which look so attractive from a distance, are but encumbrances to the real values of personal living when achieved. Perhaps you too have had an experience in your life when you're surrounded with all of the cheap Chinese plaster crap. Maybe there's something that you'd really like to do. Maybe you'd like to go on, you know, some kind of an island hopping cruise in your life, but you're afraid to leave. Maybe you'd like to just visit relatives, but you're afraid to leave. You don't want to leave your possessions behind that someone might, you know, break in and steal or rob or defile, or that your house might burn down. We actually become slaves to our possessions. They possess us. George Eliot, Silas Marner continued to be presented into the 20th century. It often took the form in more recent times of a rejection of a man's whole life achievement by his sons, his wife, or himself. Maybe you've railed against your husband or your spouse. Maybe you turned against your parents. You looked at their achievements as meaningless, Dadaism. Well, take heart, little flock. This stuff has been put into your mind by others like Edward Bernays and that school, Milner's Kindergarten, Frankfurt School and others, the Tavistock Institute. They've sown so many seeds in your minds that it's time for us to start sowing some seeds, some sowing some seeds of hope. Well, we're all out of time for today. I'll be back again tomorrow. We'll pick it up right there. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today.
Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.